Welcome, everybody. We are at the conclusion of day one of the Cannabis Creative Conference, the first inaugural ever Cannabis Creative Conference. We're here with the conference organizer, Mary Lou. We've got Angela here. We got Michelle here from Elevate and from Green America. I couldn't do this without the name tags. Thank you, guys. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Russ. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you again. Are we going to get in trouble this time?
No, we will not get in trouble. We do everything right.
That's good. And Mary Lou, thanks for having us here.
Thank you, Russ. We're so excited that you're here.
Aw, that's wonderful. And Michelle, how are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous, Russ. We haven't seen you since January. We miss you.
I know. And so we were up in Seattle together at the big event. And how have things been with Elevate since then?
Yeah, they've been great. We've been building really solid partnerships with our retailers and just growing the business. And we have an awesome team. And we're having a good time, and we're having a great time at the Cannabis Creative Conference that Mary Lou put on and her team. And it's been amazing networking and, incredible experience and very super industry friendly, but also a lot of people with really solid questions at the seminars. And I think Mary Lou's vision, it's cool to see it come to fruition. So it's amazing.
That's amazing.
But it was your vision.
It was not my vision. Mary Lou and I went to college together. Michelle and I have our grow operation in Washington, and Mary Lou's an expert at trade shows and conferences. And
I think that's the first time I smoked weed was in college with you.
She took it and ran with it.
It's you're the amazing. Bad influence, is that it?
No, she is.
You're the bad influence. Well, all right.
But I saw what these girls, how hard they were working, incredibly professional, but the hurdles they had to jump through. I mean, Michelle had to deadbolt a safe in the back of her Volvo to deliver product. I mean, what other companies have to deal with this? Seriously? We had so much fun. We're like, oh my God, we could totally do a reality show. And then we went, no, we don't want to be that public. But they were like, we need a trade show.
The Real Housewives of Cannabis?
Yeah. I love it. No, actually, they want me on the road, Pop Mom.
Pop Mom, there we go. Now, Michelle, what happened to the gas mileage in that Volvo having to bolt a safe to it?
Well, it wasn't too bad. We were able to go down to a lockbox instead of having a full-fledged, you know, Big Mama safe. But yeah, it is the inconspicuous delivery vehicle, you know, with the soccer mom Volvo wagon. But literally, we are required to have that bolted to the frame of the car, the chassis, so that if somebody would ever want to quote-unquote carjack us, they can't get to the product.
Wow, that's amazing what we have to go through. And, another aspect of what is happening right here is I'm surrounded by three dynamic, intelligent women in the cannabis industry. But generally speaking, this is kind of a male-dominated thing. I mean, you look at cannabis smoking, it's about 2-to-1 men to women. What do you think about these events and bringing more women into
Russ, this? It's women a weed, baby. And you know what? 100 years ago, we couldn't vote, but we're running the world. Forget presidency. We want weed.
We want real power.
I agree with Mary Lou.
Right on. So.
And the best part, we're having fun. I'm tired of being in business and not having fun. And the people we have met here and pulling them all together in one location and making Oregon a model state, Russ. I mean, we're going to bring people in and show them how to do it and not waste their money. And the speakers we have created are unbelievable. Dr. Ron Furbish was here and had amazing things to say about the medical benefits of marijuana. And we need to get out to the public that this is not a scary thing. And if they look at the history and watch the documentary that Rick Steves has on his website, you will see that this is one of our best world's resources. And for some reason, I think it was because of the DuPonts and they invented polyester, that they were scared of what this was able to do. So this is our due diligence. And I didn't get my bailout, did you, Russ?
Not yet.
No, so this is my weed bailout.
So what are we looking forward to for tomorrow's events, speakers and seminars and such?
Yeah, more great speakers. We got a panel that's gonna break out the whole 3,400, 180 pages in the 3,400 for Dummies. And we've got lawyers here talking about how to set up your company so that you protect your other assets in this industry with the feds not being on board, which I know a lot of people are upset about that, but I kind of call it the silver lining because we're all getting a jump start, all us small businesses, and good luck with the rest of the big world catching up to what we're doing here. Right. They might as well just invest in us because they won't be able to catch up.
That's right. You know, your Altrias, your InBevs, these big multinational corps, they can't do anything while it's still Schedule 1.
So. No. And it needs to be education because I'm getting memos from companies saying they're not allowing their employees to do medical or recreational. And we invited a lot of CEOs and HR people down here to learn more about it before they make those decisions because it was voted. Yeah. And it is legal to use marijuana. And there's a lot of people that are closet smokers and they don't need to be, but they do it for medical benefits. I mean, Dr. Furbish was talking about people being prescribed medicine, opiates, and that it actually makes the pain worse. Yeah. And people become addicted. And it really is amazing. I mean, I have used CBD to help me sleep. And I was hooked on Ambien, and that was ugly. Yeah, ugly.
Well, we're so glad that you've got this event going on, and when people come here, they're going to see a very professional, quality event. I haven't seen any booth babes. So
nope. Did you see our dispensary on wheels back there?
I know, amazing.
I know.
A full wood panel.
Chalice Farms and Canagard, and just unbelievable. Elevate, and just... really an amazing crowd.
We had a great investor summit last night.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, investor summit.
That was amazing. Yeah, and they're basically taking applications and helping people with funding. And we've had people come down here going, I want to invest in the industry. How do I invest? So we're hooking them up, you know, getting the money, funnel it. Because my grandpa said money is like manure. You got to spread it around.
Well put. All right, let's wrap things up. So tell us, Elevate, what people need to know as far as getting in touch with you, websites and all that.
Well, we have our website, but I mean, I think this is really about Mary Lou and her show, and I want that to be the focus. And also, she has some amazing panels and speakers. They're all going to be videoed.
They're all
videoed, so Mary Lou will make all of those available. So I really think the focus should be on that.
And but Angela and Michelle basically went through everything they've gone through from day one, right,
yeah,
to current, and what their experiences and the mistakes and the good and the bad and what they would do different, and it's all videotaped. So we're going to have those available after the conference.
So cannabiscreativeconference.com, they'll find that?
Yeah, it'll be a virtual conference.
Awesome.
Year-round.
All right, well, Michelle, Angela, thank you for being here, and of course, Mary Lou, for putting this on.
You're the rock star!
Nice
we
job.
Are Russ
nice
Groupies!
To see you, Russ.